I'm Stephanie Elkins with a very special treat for you. Based in Colorado, five musicians and quite an array of instruments have made their way into Wisconsin Public Radio's Big Buck studio to share some music and conversation. Elephant Revival is here. Welcome, all of you.
Thank you.
And you're coming through Wisconsin. You've got a tour going on because you've got a brand new recording. And why don't we start with something right away? What would you like to play first?
Remembering a Beginning.
Remembering a Beginning. This is Elephant Revival.
Thank you.
Remembering a Beginning is the name of the tune, and it's on their brand new CD, which is called These Changing Skies. And if you're listening carefully, you're hearing a lot of acoustic instruments, and we are keeping it simple today, true to the name of the show. There is one big main mic, and they're each kind of stepping up as needed to play kind of how things would have been done years and years and years ago. And you heard the voice there of Bonnie Payne, and you heard the wonderful fiddle playing of Bridget Law, and we're also hearing acoustic guitar and stand-up bass, two acoustic guitars and stand-up bass with Sage Cook and Daniel Rodriguez and Dango Rose. It's a neat sound, a really unique sound, and there certainly is a throwback. What are the backgrounds of all of you? Is it different, or were you raised in traditional music or classical or jazz? Or, I mean, you hear so many different flavors in the music.
We all come from a wide variety of backgrounds, actually, and most of it is roots music or reggae from the Northeast, and we've got Oklahoma rock and roll, and I grew up playing in contest fiddle situations and different Western swing groups, and Dango's
what? It's like everything from the Smashing Pumpkins to the Foghorn String Band.
Wow, that is a pretty wide range. Pretty wide range. And Bonnie, I'd like to ask you about the rig that you're wearing. For radio listeners, let me put it in perspective. She has a washboard hanging over her neck, and she's wearing two gloves. What are those? What's on your gloves?
These are leather driving gloves, antique. When my grandma passed, I inherited a box of antique driving gloves.
Cool.
And so I sew banjo picks onto them and put a snare on the washboard.
Can you give us a little?
Sounds a little funny to me right now. But
that's neat, with the antique leather driving gloves with a banjo pick sewn on.
And they're sewn on with dental floss.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Why dental floss?
Because it's easy to travel with, and there's like a, you can snip the thread within the case and just stick a needle in the dental floss case. It's
very
compact.
Practical.
If you need something later.
And yeah. It keeps my teeth clean.
Gives you a nice minty aroma maybe from time to time. This CD is just wonderful. I've been listening, getting ready for this, and we'd love to hear, we're going to hear three or four songs, maybe five if we have time. What would you like to do next?
Birds and Stars?
I guess we'll do Birds and Stars. All right, here we go.
The love in you here runs so deep. Upon the surface here I sleep. Walk in the dark and light. I'm walking all the day and night. The rivers fall, the ocean side. I fall for you here every time. Like a bee to the flower, a buzz. Does a flower question love? Oh. Love. Upon our best, the quest is pride. Beating chests and open minds. Stand here in your midst. I see you through the smoke and mist. Once again for you I fall, underneath the tree so tall. On a limb's a nesting dove, and does a birdie question love? Drop of the night, melt into a starry light. The moon, it pushes and pulls the tides, it tempts the soul to stay alive. And once again for you I fall, underneath a million stars. How could you ever have enough? Oh, this must be. Must out from your slumber into the wonder under the starlight and dance, dance. Out from your slumber into the wonder under the starlight and dance, dance. Out from your slumber into the wonder.
Birds and Stars is the name of the song, and it's the first track on their new CD called These Changing Skies. And that one was written by Daniel Rodriguez. You were also the main singer on that song. And I'm wondering if you have a background in poetry or English, because the language is just beautiful. There's such a use of rhythm and rhyme.
Thank you. Yeah, I think at an early age, probably when I was 13, I started jotting things down in my journal and finding rhymes to go with things for no reason at all, just finding rhymes.
Well, just even out from your slumber into the wonder, it's such a powerful phrase, a beautiful lyric, and it marries to the music just lovely in that song.
Thank you.
Yeah. And it kind of reflects the vibe a little bit of the band, the feel of the band. I mean, you are advocating pretty often for good causes and environmental causes and things like that. Does that inform your music, or does your music help the causes, or how does that work for you? Who wants to take that question?
I think that our experiences in nature are a big part of how we write, and so that informs our writing in a big way. That's a
So you all like to spend time in nature and
yeah. We stop by as many rivers as we
beautiful.
Can.
Beautiful.
That's one of the best things about getting to travel around, is getting to see how beautiful this place really is.
And you guys are in the middle of a pretty long tour, so you have a chance to see quite a bit, hopefully.
Yeah.
Do you actually do any fundraising for nonprofits, environmental groups, and things like that, or is that?
We've worked for. With and in conjunction with a few. Conscious Alliance is one of our favorite groups that we've worked with out of Boulder, Colorado. And with them, we've worked to help raise funding for children's programs on the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota. Also Trees, Waters, and People we've worked with, and done some work with Chad Stokes' organization from the band Dispatch, Calling All Crows. We love to help out when we can. We like to try to give back.
And you can
and
just
rock the earth, too.
Oh, yeah. Rock the earth.
That's
also. Well, you certainly hear that respect for the earth reflected in the music. And you have quite a fan following that just seems to be growing and growing and growing. I checked your Facebook page, and there's 25,000 fans or something like that already. And so it's really nice to see.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's really
yeah. Well, you're touching a nerve, certainly, in many ways, musically and environmentally. What would you like to do next?
Down to the sea?
Yeah, I'm going to do down to the sea.
So you'll be over here?
Two, three, four.
She called me speechless. The words fled, useless. Moonshine, water, her mother's daughter said she did not love me. But oh, that's all right, 'cause it's not about me. Won't beat myself up, but she called me then hung up. I shouldn't have let it rain. Small town living, she swears soon she's leaving. I've said myself over and over, over and over. Oh, that's all right. From a puddle of a town, it'll drown. Oh, you couldn't keep it out. City, it saved her, at least until it claimed her. She misplaced her life in a strange arrangement of days, through the crowded city haze, or to try and find the change. Oh.
Down to the Sea is the name of the song. We've heard three songs now by three separate songwriters, at least as they are attributed on the new CD. And that one was by Sage Cook. And Sage, I'll ask you, what is the process for bringing a song to the band? Do you each come up with your own song and then bring it, and then it gets arranged, or how does it
get? For the most part, that's how it happens. It's happened in various ways. We've collaborated on a few pieces, you know, like while practicing. But yeah, for the most part, we kind of like find our little corners and by the river and write songs and then bring them to the band. And everybody kind of works out their parts. It just falls into place a lot of times.
Yeah, the arrangements are neat. Is there a backstory to that song? The lyrics are really intriguing.
It's sort of loosely inspired. I'm from a really small town in Oklahoma. I went to high school in Oklahoma, and it's loosely inspired, but it's sort of a hypothetical story. Mm-hmm. That just, you know, small town, leaving the small town, heading to the city, and sometimes it's not always what it's cracked out to be.
Yeah.
Possibly. You maybe it's even better.
Be grateful when you go back sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why don't we have another one right away? gorgeous instrumental mandolin tune called The Pasture. If you're just joining me, you're listening to Simply Folk. I'm Stephanie Elkins, and my guests are five very talented multi-instrumentalists and vocalists known collectively as Elephant Revival. And they are touring. They've got all kinds of things going on. Brand new CD that's out. We're hearing some of that music. And you can find more about them at their website, elephantrevival.com. They also have a very active and well-used Facebook page. I have to ask about the name, though, and there's kind of a sad story behind it. Where did the name come from? What inspired it?
Well, it was an experience at the Lincoln Park Zoo down in Chicago, where a pair of elephants had been together for about 16 years, and they were separated. One was shipped off to Salt Lake City because they needed an elephant at their zoo. And in transport, it didn't make it to the zoo. You know, it died. And then the elephant at the Lincoln Park Zoo, within days of that experience, also passed away for what was termed as unexplained reasons. And at the time, I was in Chicago and actually busking at the zoo around the elephant cages. And it was just sort of this planted seed to revive the lost spirit of these particular pachyderms with the intention of just adopting the elephant as a totem and creating a wonderful, amazing, tribe of musicians to play music in the world.
And look what's come out of it. It's just wonderful. And that was Dango Rose talking about the genesis for the name of the band. He was also the one that wrote that last instrumental tune. So we've heard four now from four different songwriters. Bridget, do you write much? She's the fiddle player. Beautiful fiddling on that, by the way.
Thanks. I do write, but I also contribute a lot on the fiddle to everybody else's songs, and I really enjoy that part, and am totally okay with allowing my songs to be more naturally introduced on when they're ready. Mm. But I write a lot at home, and I sing at home, and I work on recording things on the time.
Let's do one of your songs.
It's all right. I think that when you have five songwriters, you know, you don't always all get to... You know, when we did keep it really even, I felt like some of the best stuff was left outside. So I really appreciate getting to support these amazing friends of mine and their beautiful art, and I'm happy to do it.
Well, and I think you're absolutely right about the fiddle playing. That part writing is a talent in and of itself, and it adds so much to the music.
I'm so grateful to get to do it, really. Yeah. I'd love to play another Bonnie song, actually, before we're done. That would be great.
We have time for just about one more song, but before we go there, what's coming up for you guys? What's in the future? What's coming up in 2014? It sounds like things are really going so well for you.
We'll be going to Europe at the end of January, and we have an interesting cruise we'll be going on with John Prine and Bruce Hornsby and... that happens in February, I believe. Right as soon as we get home from.
Where are you going? Where's the cruise going to?
It's the British Virgin Islands. It leaves from Tortola, and also the dates in the UK. We're playing Celtic Connections, which is a huge festival in the UK. We're really excited about that.
Oh, that'll be a great fit.
Mostly next year's kind of left to potentials right now, and we're just trying to stay really present and focused on getting this record out to all the major markets in the United States.
Well, you'll certainly be heard in Wisconsin. That much we can help you with.
Wisconsin's a major market.
I love this place. You guys have some of the greatest food and farmers around the whole country. It's really a joy to get to come to Madison.
Thank you.
Lovely community.
Thanks. Well, we have a really long-standing folk community here statewide, and they help each other out. They share music with each other. It's really a wonderful kind of collective that we make together. So I'm grateful for it. Well, what would you like to close with?
We're going to play Ring Around the Moon, which is off our first self-titled album. Thank you. yellow of the moon blew down on Paseo. Seasons changing, I can smell it in the air. I could see it in their paintings. And I could hear it in the wind, hear it rise and descend through the many colored trees, forms a many colored breeze made of many colored leaves, departing ever so gracefully. They fall, descending in a sweet melody. What it is that is not ending is a sweet mystery.
Ends with the ethereal sound of the musical Saw, Ring Around the Moon, from their self-titled CD a few years ago. My guests on Simply Folk have been Elephant Revival. They're doing some really wonderful music, and I hope you have a chance to take them in live if you can. If not, you can head over to the UK shortly after the beginning of 2014 or take a cruise. Lots of ways to enjoy them, particularly with their new CD, which has just been released, and it's called These Changing Skies. Bonnie Payne was playing vocals, washboard, musical saw. Sage Cook, we heard an unamplified electric banjo and also the acoustic guitar today. Dango Rose played bass and mandolin, and Daniel Rodriguez played the acoustic guitar, also the bass. And Bridget Law sang and played the fiddle. We also heard all of you playing and singing at some point in time. Anyway, it was just wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing your time and talent with Wisconsin Public Radio listeners.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.